We're trying to head to Enniscrone to see what the story is with our friend and somebody who's going to be the world's best known Undertaker, who, you know, as he says himself, is very depressed, you know, with the job. And as good as he is at it, he wanted to do something with a bit of buzz in it. So what he's done, he has gone to, he was an airport. He was at Shannon Airport and he saw this plane down there. And of course, being an Undertaker, he said, here's this yoke sitting here doing nothing. And why don't I take it? A Boeing 767. And why don't we take that that plane and bring it up to Enniscrone? Enniscrone is an absolutely lovely seaside resort in the west of Ireland, second to none. But like most of other seaside resorts, you know, it needed a big lift. And here is what also needed a big lift was this big Boeing 767. Well, I was sitting down in Shannon. Everybody says, you're daft in the head to be even thinking about bringing that. How are you going to bring it up? By barge, by tugboat, but I'll get it there. And David McGowan has been thinking of this for a year. Everybody told him, you ever cop on to yourself? And then he not only did he ignore everybody, but he's done it. And right now, let's go to, well, I was going to say to Enniscrone, but let's go to the Atlantic, right in front of Enniscrone, and link up with David McGowan. David, you're very welcome back to us again. I'm doing okay, but everybody wants to know how you're doing.
Well, at this moment in time, and my heart is nearly out of my mouth. We're about to launch the Boeing 767 on the beach. We're halfway in, we're just inside the pier, but the swells and the wind is against us. So what we've decided to do here now, and we're doing it for the last 2 hours, we're coming in on the tide for 7 o'clock. And the bar tug that's pulling the barge has only a 3-meter draft. So that means we have to be very, very careful that we don't hit the tug. Now, we're 50 meters, as I speak to you, from the strand. But the captain here on the tug just saying to me, I'm here on the tug at the moment. Yeah. What he's saying to me is he doesn't have the depth, so he has to wait for the incoming tide, and he has to advance with the tide to give him the depth. So you're talking about one of the most shrewdest pieces of marine engineering probably ever to be seen. We'd hope to be landing on the beach. Now, we have about 6 boats in the water because they have to keep the tug straight. So they're pushing against it, and there's all the local fishermen, the Kellys and Ratley, they're all there, and they line up their boats against the tug, and they're keeping the tug straight as it's now approaching the beach. But we could be possibly about an hour, all going well. It's nerve-wracking, to be honest. I believe there's about 10,000 people on the shoreline watching this. They're there all day. We were to hit the 7 o'clock this morning, but what happened, the tide this morning was, we got a northwesterly wind, and as anybody knows, has fished along the Irish coastline, knows that's the worst wind you could get, because it creates a lot of waves in the, or swells in the. So we hit that this morning. We were lined up to come in at the 7 o'clock a.m. tide, and the marine surveys on the beach and on the boat said this was 50-50, because if we let the tug in with the plane on it, the small boats might not be able to handle it. Remember, she's 530-ton weight between the plane. The tug itself is 450-ton, and the plane itself is 80, so that's 530-ton. So if she got a heavy swell, the little boats wouldn't be able to keep her in direction. Yeah. So from a safety point of view, we decided to call that off and wait for the tide this evening. Yeah. So we now have another wind here, but we've decided to pull out the small boat and keep her in line, and we're moving the bigger tug in as I speak to you at the moment, and we're sort of letting it in with the tide. As the tide goes in, we're at 50 metres from the strand now. I just hope anybody listening out there, will you keep your fingers crossed for us, because we'll need good luck.
We'll do that, and we'll touch wood, and we'll, you know, throw salt over our left shoulder or whatever it takes. But anyway. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, he didn't say man overboard, no? No, that's good.
No, he didn't. but very close. I tell you, it's the wildest sight ever you've seen here. But you know what?
What?
It's a great, a brilliant example of marine engineering. There's a captain on board here, and the judgment between the two lads, and they're watching the bottoms. The boys are out to either side of us on the boats here, and they're telling the captain the depth of the water because he can't get stuck on the beach.
Right.
With his boat. So he's risking his own, he's risking it here for himself, for us, just to get it in, and he's a Holland man.
Now, there's a 5 hour, okay, there's a 5 hour time difference, so actually, you're talking about this miracle landing taking place in the next couple of hours?
I would hopefully.
Yeah.
Depending, we're 50 metres from the shore, but we can't just race in and drop it because the big tug will get caught in the strand. We're
coming
in with the tide.
Okay.
As the tide comes in, we're moving in a foot. We're moving in another foot.
Now, for the benefit of those, though, who don't know, yes, great. It's terrific to get this this bend and our defunct plane from Shannon Airport to bring it up to Enniscrone in County Sligo. Now, when it hits land there, you are going to then take this plane to a glamping site, which is actually owned by yourself. What's a glamping site?
Well, it's a name that's given to a type of accommodation. It's an unusual place to stay, Adrian.
Yeah.
It's a type of development that's going out, that's pretty popular, going out through Europe now. Now, what it is there are people putting teepees and their pods and their little funny huts and their huts in trees. Just unusual.
Yeah.
But when I looked at the Atlantic Ocean here, sir, if I put teepees and things like that in it, it could end up in the skylight. So it had to be sturdy. So I came up with the concept of turning all types of transportation into accommodation. So I started with an aeroplane, and I got a decommissioned plane in Shannon, which was big. Like, I mean, it's a Boeing 767, and it'll be accompanied by a train that I'm trying to get in England. It'll be also accompanied by 10 double-decker buses, and there'll be London taxis in it, and there'll be about 4 boats, all types of transportation, and we intend to put them. So it'll be unique in Europe. Like, it won't be a copycat of anything. It's the first time ever in the world somebody has come put something like this together. And if I can land this plane here, it'll draw millions of people to Ireland, because they're expecting 8 million people this year, according to Bord Fáilte.
Yeah.
And I want to put between Shannon Airport and the top of Donegal, I want to put that part of the Wild Atlantic Way on the world map.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come to see this, and we'll promote the West, and it'll give us a tool to promote the West.
Absolutely.
It'll be the ring of Kerry for us up here.
It will, and in fact, the Wild Atlantic Way is already very popular, but never in their wildest day did they imagine that this is going to be a new addition. Fair play to you for joining us, number one. And we can watch this actually live. Do you have the website handy?
Yeah, it's Quirky, Quirky, Knight, Nights, Glamping, Glamping, Village, Village. So it's Quirky, Knight, Glamping, Village.
Okay, and we can watch this on Facebook live.
That's right, yeah, and if you want to discover Enniscrone, that site, discoverinniscrone.ie, they actually have a drone, and you could actually watch where I am now if you go into it. And you see us there trying to launch the boat and barge If you went to Discover Inniscone, you'll see it there as well, and you'll actually see it live on straight by streaming. So, yeah, you'll never see anything like this in the world again, and it's happening here in Inniscone, County Sligo. And we're not there yet, Adrian. We're 50 metres away from the shoreline.
You're almost
And we're depending
there.
On the tide. Almost.
All right. Well, you're a great guy. And, of course, if we watch you live streaming, if we watch you right now, we'll see that you're sweating bullets, and you absolutely deserve to do that. God, you're going to lose a pile of weight from that by the time this is over.
Well, I'm telling you.
And you're only a skinny little fella to begin with. Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you, it is kind of nervous, because you'd be worried for all the lads around with the little boat either side of me. Yeah. They all want to see it happening. So all I can say to you is it's going to happen in the next hour. So what I'd say is just keep an eye on it, and just everybody out there, just keep your fingers crossed in the next hour that this will land safely and nobody will get hurt or anything.
I tell you what, and for anybody who is still recognizing St. Christopher, wouldn't it be good now if he, you know, came on board there and make sure this has a safe landing?
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
Good man yourself.
Look, we'll keep our fingers crossed here.
We will, and David McGowan, fair play to you, and indeed not only to you, but to all of the people who you have lined up to make this a possibility, and we are very proud of you on our side of the Atlantic. Good luck to you, and we'll be watching you for the next hour as you land, with God's help, in Enniscrone, in County Sligo. Okay.
Thanks very much, Jason.
Are you welcome?
It's good to get a voice of approval, because it gives you confidence, you know?
Absolutely. And when you have us, we're 110% behind you. Okay.
Thank you very
much. Good luck. All right, friends.
Bye, bye,
okay.
Bye.
All right. Friends, this is probably, this is world history in the happening, and for Irish tourism, and indeed for those who are looking for yet another reason to head for Ireland or to get to Ireland. There is nothing like it. Nothing like this in Europe. Nothing like it. We don't know if there's anything like it anywhere in the world. But in addition to the beautiful seaside town of Enniscrone, it's only a few miles from Ballina, this is going to be something to behold. This is a Ripley's Believe It or Not, and again, for the next hour, okay, whatever, you can cross your fingers or touch wood or say a prayer or just send your best wishes, because this is a mammoth undertaking. And as I say, you know, this David McGowan from Inniscrone, from his hometown, got this notion, and he's going to see it through.